IE8 RC1, that's the real deal release candidate. We're here with Accelerator team member. Who are you? What's your name?
My name is John Seidel. I am relatively new to the IE team. I started about 6 months ago, and right now I actually own the Accelerator feature, and I'm super excited to be working on it.
Cool. So I kind of remember what accelerators were back from beta when I first installed IE8. I mean, it's pretty cool. Refresh my memory and everyone else out there. What exactly is an accelerator?
So let me give you a scenario.
Sure.
Say that you are on a page and you encounter a word that you don't understand. What would you normally do? And the answer is most people would highlight a word, they'd copy it to their clipboard, they'd navigate to another page, paste it in, submit it, get their response back from the service, then navigate back to the page they were originally on.
Okay.
That's a lot of work just to get a definition. So the idea behind accelerators is to streamline that process as much as we possibly can. So I can give you an example of that right here.
Please do.
So say I'm surfing like live news, something like that, and I find a word that I don't know. And we'll just choose something simple like the word fighting right here. All I have to do is highlight the word fighting, and the blue button here, we call it the interact button, comes up. I click it, and I have access to all kinds of services that I'm interested in. In this case, I'm interested with the Define with Encarta accelerator, which will give me a definition. And if I want, I can just click on it right there, and it takes me to the page with the word I highlighted right there for me to define.
Excellent.
Which is really cool stuff. Probably my favorite feature about accelerators is the fact that you don't even have to leave the page to get what you want. Assuming that the developer has enabled it, you can actually get what's called the preview window, which is right here off to the right. And that gives you the data you want just right there in line. You don't have to leave the page at all, which is really cool and it's going to save a lot of time for people out there surfing.
Excellent. Now, you mentioned if the developer enabled it. So what can developers do to play with this accelerator?
Well, what's really cool about accelerators is the fact that they're so simple to produce. And in fact, I actually wrote and uploaded a template to MSDN that's published right now.
Okay.
And essentially, all you have to do is some declarative XML that tells IE how to interact with your service. So you can go in here, and we have some very simple, almost self-explanatory kind of XML that you just need to fill in to do what you want to do. Now, you can see a bunch of elements in here. Specifically, preview is down towards the bottom here. And you can find that in the preview element, this is execute in this case, but you'll find a preview one as well. You can specify an action, which is the URL that you want to fill in that particular window. And what happens is that IE essentially navigates to that page within the little preview window and displays it back to the user. And it's really no more complicated than that. You just go preview, action, and specify whatever variables you want to send to the service, and that's pretty much it.
Very cool. It keeps you in that one instance.
Yeah, indeed. Like, we think, at least the reason I'm really excited to be working on this particular feature is simply the fact that millions upon millions of users out there are going to be building on it, using it, playing with it, and we're going to be saving them sometimes minutes each time they use it. And you add that up in the aggregate over a whole bunch of people, and you're saving a lot of time around the world that they can put towards more productive things.
Cool. Now, this has been out since beta 1, I believe, maybe beta 2. But I think there was only beta 1, and now we're in RC1, right?
There was a second beta between now
and
RC.
Okay, great. Where have I been? So I guess what I'm asking you is, I'm sure you have telemetry. Are people using this feature? Do they like it? Are they giving you feedback about what, how it's useful, how it's not useful, cumbersome?
Oh, yeah. I mean, accelerators are probably one of the most commented features in IE, simply because they're one of the most visible features. For example, every time you make a selection, you see the little blue button, the interact button, right? It's right there, and people are going to play around with it and say, hey, what's this? And then all of a sudden find these accelerators. So people are always kind of curious and inquisitive in that particular regard, and all indications we've had are that people are very excited about the feature.
Cool. So now, as far as interaction, you mentioned that XML page. If I wanted to just fire off an accelerator on a hover, could I do that, or do I have to actually double-click on a word?
So we need to get our semantics straight. Basically, if you want to execute an accelerator, and by execute I mean open it in a new tab, then you do have to click all the way through.
Sure.
Now, if you just want to get a preview, all you have to do is hover. So that would be the distinction there.
Okay, cool.
By the by, we do take people's privacy rather seriously with this particular feature. We do, in fact. We tell them and inform them about the privacy concerns up front and tell them essentially that data can be sent if they hover over an accelerated preview window.
Okay.
But not to worry, we don't do anything nefarious with it.
Sure. Very cool. Now, as far as developer feedback, can you share any that you've gotten since the betas?
Yeah, so actually, I'd like to call this out because it comes up all the time.
Okay.
And a lot of times, I'm responsible for interfacing with MVPs or whoever might be trying to build on our platform. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that they constantly say is, how come my accelerator won't work? I get this bad little dialogue that says something failed in validation. And the most common error I've seen by far is that the homepage URL that you specify in this part of the file may or may not match some of the other URLs you specify throughout. And for security, privacy reasons, we actually make sure that all of these URLs match. So when you're out there developing your own, it'd be really good if you just make sure, as kind of a sanity check, that all of those URLs match the same domain. Also, the other mistake I see a lot is you'll notice here we have an ampersand specified as part of a query string in the URL. And a lot of times you'll find that people just put the ampersand right there as a literal. Unfortunately, that's invalid in XML, and you have to escape it using ampersand AMP semicolon as the escape character. So just keep those two things in mind, and you'll avoid like 90% of the failures I see with accelerators.
So, well, let me ask a question. So if I have a web page and I have a word in Chinese on there for some reason,
right?
If I want to send you off to a translation service, which let's say it's the live translator, that's clearly not going to be in the same domain as my web page.
Right.
How does that work?
Okay. So when I say same domain, I mean the accelerator has to be internally consistent.
Got it.
Right. The whole point of accelerators is just to take things from one domain and send them to another.
Precisely.
Yeah.
So in domains work, accelerators work in private mode as well?
Yes, they do. But any kind of change you make, for example, storing a cookie that says, oh, okay, I want to be translating English to German only, something like that, since we won't be storing cookies, that sort of thing is not going to persist.
Excellent, man. Well, great. I'm glad this feature made it into RC1.
So am I.
I mean, beta certainly proved that it's a valid and good feature.
Your Indeed.
Feedback has been good, right?
Indeed.
Excellent. I'd like to see how devs are going to kind of tweak with this.
Well, we're already seeing some very exciting things coming out of the wider world there, and I'm very excited to see what else comes out.
Cool. Well, hey, great job on getting RC1 done, man.
Thank you.
Right on.